Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. It's time for our second edition in Weird Laws in Poland, and in today's episode, we're going to discuss three main differences regarding how the Polish police deal with alcohol and driving versus the rules I encountered while living and driving in Houston, Texas. And before I get into this deeper, I'd like to make it perfectly clear to my audience out there that when I mention that a Polish law is weird, it does not necessarily mean that I'm poking fun at the law or that I fully disagree with the law. The goal is not to criticize here, but to merely point out some of the differences that caught me off guard over the years here and that have seemed, well, a little bit strange at first. Let's dive right into it. As you likely already know, the state of Texas, where I grew up, is famous for its tough laws on many crimes, and their view on alcohol is no exception. The slogan, "Don't mess with Texas," is very real, and it goes far beyond just littering the roadways. My Polish friends and students here are blown away when I tell them that Texas has a strict no open alcohol container law, meaning that absolutely nobody in the car is able to open up an alcoholic beverage and consume it under any circumstance while the vehicle is in motion. So, upon moving to Poland years ago, you can imagine what a highly odd experience it was for me as a driver to see my friends in the back seat cracking open beers and enjoying their trip. We were on the way down to the Polish mountains. I could not believe what I saw in the rearview mirror. It felt so wrong and so illegal, and I have to admit, even after all of these years, it still feels wrong. But you know, when I look at the law carefully, I think Poland's got it right. As long as the passenger doesn't get behind the wheel, he or she should be free to indulge and enjoy the road trip. In terms of the next law related to driving and alcohol, you might be surprised to learn how strict Poland is in terms of the blood alcohol content allowance, or the BAC. In my home state of Texas, the legal limit is 0.08, whereas in Poland it is four times lower with a BAC of 0.02. What's more, Polish police seem to depend solely on the results of that breathalyzer and eventually blood tests, rather than to administer any kind of roadside field sobriety checks where drivers have to get out of their car and walk the line or, you know, stand on one leg and keep their balance. In all of my years here, I have never heard of or seen the police doing this, but maybe someone out there has more information for us on that. Let me know in the comments section, please, if there's anything I'm missing there. The bottom line, though, is always take an Uber or a taxi or get a designated driver if you have had anything to drink at all in this country, please. For our third and final law, what I'm going to share with you right now gave me the biggest shock, and that is how the police in Poland can simply randomly stop drivers at any time and at any place and administer breathalyzer tests. In contrast, I'm sure you're aware that Americans are really crazy about their constitutional right to freedom of movement within the states and within the nation, which prevents us from being needlessly harassed by government officials. In America, it is comforting to know that we can get in our car and travel with the assuredness that unless we've actually broken the law somehow, there is no need whatsoever to worry about being stopped by the police. In cases of driving under the influence in the U.S., law enforcement must have a reasonable suspicion to believe a traffic offense has been committed or that the driver is showing some signs of being intoxicated or under the influence of narcotics. With that being said, though, there are some American states, this is a little weird, that do legally allow sobriety checkpoints, usually around the holiday times, like Independence Day, you know, where they set up these police checkpoints to randomly check cars and ask drivers to lower their windows where they can get a whiff of what's going on inside and have them answer a few quick questions. Many Americans think these checkpoints are kind of on the border of being constitutional, yet somehow they still exist there. Personally, I've never had the pleasure of going through such a checkpoint, but I have been here in Poland randomly stopped at least a dozen times going from home to work, and I've never had a problem whatsoever. I don't drink and drive. You know, it's fast. It only takes about 30 seconds for the whole process to happen, and I'm on my way. When I talk to my Polish people, they say, we don't see the problem. We don't feel like it imposes, you know, it's not a violation of our rules in any way. They think it's fine. They think it's a very effective way to ensure that there's no drinking and driving going on and they feel safer on the road. Different country, different idea. Well, thank you for watching. I am really curious to read your responses in the comments section. Hit that subscribe button right here on the dinosaur if you enjoyed the video and you'd like to see more. I have 117 videos already. The long May weekend starts right now here in Poland. So for my Polish people watching, I wish you a safe and happy Majówka. See you in the next episode.